The Fully Geek. What's happening, people? Welcome to 185 episode Fully Geek Pod. I'm your host today because Nate's away on holiday.
I already went turkey car. Rich's juju's working in it, so a couple of dreads are dropping out. It's on turkey for straight repair.
I fully forgot where it was, innit? That's why I didn't bother asking. I was like, yeah, enjoy your holiday, man. Enjoy it.
I think it's Grand Canary, I think something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Or Greece. Yeah. One of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, man's out there. Yeah, all good, man. All good.
Jinx 1-2-3
Touchwood. Do you remember that?
What's that?
Jinx 1-2-3 Touchwood.
No, I never heard that, man.
What?
No, don't worry. Jinx touchwood 1-2-3.
Yeah, we don't know. West, we don't know.
Right. I'm with you.
Rich knows it.
Rich comply.
I support Merv.
It's the waste, man.
I support Merv.
Waste cadet.
Yeah, man. What's been going on? How is the break still going on, isn't it?
The break.
Easter, isn't it?
Oh, Easter. Yeah. Yes, it's annoying, man. The kids are about, isn't it? So there's money coming out of the pocket, trying to find things for them to do. They still have kids. It'll be fun. But yeah. What about yourself?
Too much eggs, man. Too much eggs. I'm sure sick for your chocolate,
bro. I don't even do the egg business, man. For various reasons, but yeah.
Wait, so you didn't give the kids any eggs?
Nope. I didn't.
My guy.
Right. So this is the thing, right? He's a chief.
But you know what the thing is? No. I felt bad. I felt bad because my little one was like, "Raw, Dad, when are we gonna do the Easter egg hunt?" I was like, "Oh yeah, we don't worry, we'll do it soon. Every day. When? Yeah, we don't worry, we'll do it." Man just gave up asking me, boy. I was like, nah. When you get older, I'll explain to you, son.
So did he get any Easter eggs? That's the question.
No, he got Easter eggs from the grandmom, you get me, and people that
from everyone else, yeah.
Passed by, yeah, but not me. Yeah.
I never did any of you do Easter egg hunt when you're little? Because I never did it.
Nah, I never did it.
It's only now, you know, I'm doing it. Well, I'm not even doing it, I'm doing it with my kids, isn't it? But I'm like, this was pretty new to me. Like,
what, you man never did it in primary school?
I thought that was on TV stuff, bro.
Trust
yeah.
me.
I probably might have done it in primary school. I can't remember.
Yeah, if I did, I can't remember. Yeah, but I don't remember doing it at all.
Yeah, we didn't do it at home.
Yeah, we definitely did it at home, boy. Mm. But that's to go and find the rice.
Go and find the remote. The remote control.
Watch it on boiler, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Go and wash the rice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, cool, man. All right, yeah, so other than that, let's get down to it, innit? So, weekly roundup. Obviously, like, balls on the cards. I know nothing about football, so you man take it away, innit?
No, we've got to touch football, man. Yeah. It was a big weekend. It was a big weekend, right?
Massive.
Obviously, Arsenal are the leaguers at the moment, you get me? So we faced Liverpool, who, like, went to their ground, which is like a fortress, basically. Like, no one beats them at Anfield. Obviously, they've lost this season to Leeds, but, like, usually you go there, you get peppered. Like, the past 10 seasons, we've been getting battered there. Every time we go there, we get battered, innit? Mm. So, we went there. Yeah, I was less hoping for at least a draw. That's what I was hoping for when the game kicked off. Like, come on, guys. Let's just try. Or keep the score respectable, because usually it's a 4-0, 5-0 thing when we go there. So I just thought, this is a show that we're challenging for the title team, you get me, and not embarrass ourselves.
Mm.
But within the first 30 minutes, we're like 2-0 up, you know what I mean? So everyone's happy, you get me, if it's going well. And then I see, Rich, I don't know about your opinion here, but no, I don't really think...
I'm not feeling that blaming Shaka business.
Yeah. So basically, people say, like, Anfield, because I ain't going to lie to you, before that incident, so basically, Anfield's a place where if the crowd get on your case, yeah, the players just turning some Hulks, some mini Hulks on the field. and like they destroy you, innit? So because we were winning 2-0, not only winning, we were dominating them. Pause. But like we were like controlling the game, yeah. The crowd was so subdued, so quiet. I've never hit ever so quiet in my life. It was so quiet. So obviously, it's the happen where there's a bit of a shove and a push from one of the Arsenal players to the Liverpool player, and the crowd just reacted. Do you know what I mean? Like what? So that then the crowd just started singing their songs and started getting on Arsenal's back. And then before I knew it, but Liverpool just back in the game, and then came back before halftime 2-1, and then we'll hold. And then the second half, bruv, I don't think we could have string a pass together, Rich.
Bro, we were under it. The way Liverpool came to pepper our goal, wave after wave of attack, and it's like Arsenal were just like. You man, what do you man do in this situation? Because like, you know what it is, yeah? Arsenal been playing everyone. No one has put us under so much pressure before like this.
No.
And it was a constant wave of attack. Liverpool have randomly, obviously, the incident which Kel touched on about Xhaka, is like it ignited the fans and the players. So it was overbearing, you know, the chants. And the players were just, it felt like there was something's happened at halftime and they were told to come out and just give you all, this is their FA Cup final or of some sort.
Yeah.
And literally just came back into the game. And what changed the game as well, I think that incident with Xhaka, but I'm not gonna say it's Xhaka's fault, because at the end of the day, it's kind of like.
But he's a grown man though. You're a senior member of the team. Why are you reacting, bro?
No, but he's the kind of player he is, right? I wouldn't expect Marlon to be a quiet, demeanor individual. He's not that kind of person. If something's wrong, he's going to react. He's going to say like, "What were you talking about?" And at the same time, you can't change the.
Yes, I've seen the managers. Go on, sorry.
But do you know what I'm saying? You can't change him. Even though he's changed as a person in his football ability and is fantastic, but he's still got that bite about him. And that's what we love about him. Do you get what I mean?
He's but not at Anfield, though.
Love you, love you, man. But I get that. Because obviously, last season, Arteta had a similar thing with Klopp.
And exactly.
Then the crowd went mad and everybody else went mad.
Yeah.
It's difficult. But look,
the thing is, the defending for that goal was awful as well. The defenders,
which one?
First goal, the goal they scored.
Yeah.
For half time. Yeah. It was awful defending. So yeah, the crowd was up for it. But we just I don't know, it's like we just became boys. It's like we were men to control the game. Yeah. And we became boys. Like I don't know, like a youth team. And we just got shook.
Yeah.
And
I agree. But the only thing I would say, I did think Arteta took long to take off Zinchenko.
100%. 100%.
Because I was calling. I said to myself, who's it going to take off? And I thought, you have to bring on Tini, but you have to bring him on now. And it seemed like he didn't have a space in moment in time to try and, because it was wave after wave after wave. I don't know, being a manager, you must be consumed or lost in the moment.
I want to put on, was it Kukov?
Kukov.
Kukov. I would have brought him on because this is his first Premiership Liverpool game at Anfield.
I know.
No. You bring him on in a game like Southampton or stuff like that, bro. Jorginho's there. Jorginho's experienced. He knows what.
I would have personally brought on Jorginho.
I don't understand why he brought. Yeah, like because he came on straight. He caused a foul and it almost led to a goal.
Yeah, because Liverpool went to a two in midfield and four up front.
Yeah, bro.
It would have made sense if you bring Jorginho, Saka, and Partey. And then they were kind of with a semi-boss in the midfield. But look, to be fair, do you know what's funny? Because it actually felt that we lost the game.
It did. Because we were front for so long, and then the way we got battered in the second half, it just felt, it felt like we should have won the game, and it also felt like we could have lost the game.
Yeah, it was simply a game of two halves. And you know what? As a neutral fan, I didn't feel it, right? But I had people texting me, said, this is the best game I've ever seen.
I know. at the time, I was just like, I didn't enjoy that game one bit.
Bruv, you know,
I didn't enjoy that game, man.
Because I was at home, and I had family around, so we had Sunday dinner and stuff like that. Like, on God day, you know, the rise of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm saying the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and this kind of game was on. It was emotional. I was sweating. I was like, people don't talk to me. Individuals don't talk to me. But look, it was a good game. We didn't lose the game.
That's the thing.
And we've got all to play for. Bringing on West Ham.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, it's in both our hands now.
That's literally.
You know what I mean? We win all our games, we've got it. They win all their games, we've got it. However, it's more in our hands in the sense of all we have to do is draw at their ground. If we draw at their ground, but they have to win. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They have to beat us. But if we draw, we're still cool. Do you know what I mean?
I'm scared of them.
Big brother, because now City, this is the City that we've known, like the last four or five games, this is City, you get me?
And they've been destroyed by Munich just now, 3-0.
Bruv, it's different. It's different gravy, bruv.
Different power. They got the powers, bruv. But yeah. Big up Arsenal, we're all the way, man. We're gonna ride it to the end of the season. Eight games to go.
Eight finals to go.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks for the update, gents. Yeah. Our weekly dose of flea. So what's going on with KSI? Like, I heard he's been doing the rounds, apologies, visiting Moss and stuff.
So obviously last week we mentioned about him saying the P word on his YouTube channel and whatnot. And obviously he had a backlash of everyone just gunning for him, basically.
Yeah.
So I think he first went to a mosque to apologize to the people in the mosque and the people of that society.
Yeah.
And they showed him around the mosque and what they do in the mosque and blah, blah, blah. Then he went to a Sikh community. And then basically the same thing, the Sikh community, obviously, he went to apologize to them and their community. And they showed him around the whole, what's the Sikh temple called? Gurdwara. So he showed around the Gurdwara and stuff and what they do, what they're about and stuff. I don't think he's been to any Hindu temple. I don't know. But like, he's gone around just to try and, you know,
uncancel himself.
Yeah.
He gets cancelled.
Trust me, because, I mean, there's a lot of, he's got a lot of things invested in him, like in regards to Prime and, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, so he has to try and resolve the issue quick. Do you know what I mean? So,
I actually commend him for going out and doing that on the back of what he said. Obviously, he's probably been advised, you've got to do this kind of stuff from tomorrow.
No, advice, told, like, bro.
Yeah, told.
Told.
You've got to do this stuff from tomorrow.
Yeah. Straight,
you said it, now you've got to go and do it. And I respect him for doing that, you know, obviously re-educating himself and you know, this kind of things you can't be doing, especially when you're someone who is
He's the face of YouTube, man.
From the beginning of YouTube, when we didn't care about YouTube,
because
there was hardly anything on there for us, he was doing his games and all that kind of stuff. So those, what did they call them? Sidemen. Those guys, they're the birth of YouTube. So, it makes sense what he's done. And I big him up for that, man. I just hopefully this obviously helps his knowledge and everyone else's knowledge on the back of saying stuff like that. Because you literally can't do that kind of stuff. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how fast you could just lose your career.
Stuff
like that, man. So, guys, man, just use your brain. Just use your brain, man. You know what's right. You know what's wrong, bro. Just be careful.
Exactly, yeah. All right. Cool. So, cool. You put in something about Madden McCann, like,
Because obviously Rich brought it to our attention a few months back, there's a young lady claiming to be Madeleine McCann. She set up an Instagram page and all sorts, and she goes, listen, she said it's me, but she believed it was her, and all she wants was a DNA test. Like, just give me a DNA test. If it's on me, cool. Do you know what I mean? So I think obviously behind the scenes, we didn't hear from the McCann parents, did we? Like, we didn't hear from them at all.
No, I haven't seen anything from the McCann parents directly, no.
So basically, they got an official DNA test and she's not the one. She's not Madeleine. It's not her. So, I can imagine the parents, you know what I mean, like, thinking, although they didn't come out and say something, but come on, there must be a glimmer of hope that it could be her, do you know what I mean? So...
Don't you think that's why it's a little bit
out of order that they bring all this to the news before. Why, if this girl came out and said, I think I'm her DNA, why bring it on? Why is it on the news and everything? Why not just do the DNA and then announce the results? Why make the whole world be like, oh, it might be her? Like,
no,
dad would have seen this.
I don't think it came. It didn't go into the news. It was more into social media world.
Okay.
It was just Instagram, Twitter. That's the world it was in.
But I saw it on like.
I think it did come on the news. It did make the news. Definitely, it made it.
Did it? Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it made the news. Yeah.
Like, your research first, innit? Don't get everyone's hopes up. Like, imagine that the parents seeing that, like, this girl's come forward, could be her. Well, don't bring that on the news for anyone to see. Do the DNA test, and then maybe if you want to have a story, this girl came out claiming to be Madeline, but we did a DNA, not her. That's, I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
Isn't it, man? Like, the internet is not what's right now.
Crazy.
Trust me. I don't know if you guys... I don't know why I'm laughing. Did you guys see the Dalai Lama Buddhist priest, Buddhist spiritual leader?
Yeah, I saw that.
No, what happened?
Listen, this spiritual leader called Dalai Lama, right, kisses a boy and tells the boy, suck his tongue. What are you okay or something? What are you doing?
On national
TV.
Was there some rationale behind that?
No rationale, bro.
Very concerning video.
Any rationale behind that? What?
I don't know. Like, no, I'm not to judge it, innit? Like, is it some sort of traditional? I don't know. Whatever it is. Yeah.
So I think it was a meet and greet, and there was like kids meeting in different Buddhist spiritual leaders.
Yeah.
And this particular kid leant in and kissed him, and the man was like saying, "Oh, okay, I'm not." He didn't really say that. And it goes to him, you know.
Dude, this is how remixes start.
It needs to say, you can suck my tongue. And the camera zoomed in and you see him saying, suck my tongue. And the boy went in to suck his tongue. And then the camera panned away and the boy walked off. And he's come out and apologized and said, I'm deeply sorry for what I done.
He knows it's wrong, then, like, basically what he's done was inappropriate.
I don't know if he knows it's wrong or he's got away with it for so long. And then so it goes, bro, because the cameras were there this time. Like, you've been caught. You get me?
Yeah, Matt, honestly, and when I saw that, I was like, am I seeing it right? What's going on? To me, it doesn't make any sense what he's doing. And it's very concerning from my perspective. That was my child. I was like, what's going on?
Spiritual leader, not spiritual leader, bro. I don't care. Someone's got to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we had the RIP, I should say, last week.
Yeah.
More from Ben. He was found dead unexpectedly like last Thursday, isn't it? Like,
Who, sorry?
Paul Casamore from S Club 7.
Yeah.
S Club.
Yeah.
Ain't no party like an S Club party.
Yeah, age 46 as well. So, proper young man. But do we know what he died of? Because it was said it's like it was just unannounced, isn't it? Like, well,
yeah, I don't think it's come out yet. I don't think it's come out what actually happened.
That was deep because it's only a week before they kind of got back together, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why it was a bigger shock for everyone because they came out to announce like, oh, listen, we're gonna do a tour. We're going to do like a last tour around the UK, blah, blah, blah. Buy your tickets and all that. Do you know what I mean? And then
all of them are going to be involved as well.
All of them,
yeah.
That's probably rare. It's probably rare for like a reunion that there's seven of them as well, you know. So proper. It's like, yeah.
And Bradley is one of two hip-hop lines. That's club. But you know, RIP to Paul, man.
Yeah, man.
So. Obviously, back when it came out, but obviously, like, I had to show them no love in it because man can't say that.
We were at that age where it's like, no, we don't listen to this music. Exactly. Man. Secretly.
The thing is, it's not secret, it's that you can't escape it. It's everywhere you go. True, you need the songs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In it, Ma.
I don't get it. I can check the web for.
Massive in it, Ma, you know.
One more, Kel. I remember. I can't off the top of my head think of a song. Let's sing one for Paul.
I told you.
I know. I heard that one. Give me another one. There's more catchier ones in it. I'm with you. I just can't remember any.
I can't think of any titles. That's what we do.
But the thing is, when I hear it, though, I'll be able to sing along.
Yeah, you'll know, yeah. I can't know more than that.
Not very good then, are they?
Gosh. Yeah, but, bruv, quick, I know. Just something quick, Murph, sorry. But did you, man, hear about Russia, China, India, South Africa coming together to form their own currency? And it's going ahead, you know?
Serious?
Yeah, bro.
Then they were no longer trading the US dollar.
Yeah, no US dollar. Which is going to impact the US dollar heavily. The Western world is going to impact the Western world heavily.
This is what Gaddafi originally suggested in the first place.
Right, Rich. Thank you, my brother. This is what Gaddafi was trying to do in Africa. He's trying to say, Africa, let's unite, use one currency, not spend any European Western world currency, and watch they come flocking to us. But they killed him for that reason. But they can't do that. But they can't kill the Russians, boy. They can't kill the Chinese. There's no way they can do that. Do you know what I mean? So they're stuck.
I'm laughing, yeah, because you know what? Because they're the biggest forces, isn't it?
Trust me.
Out of the westernized world that we call, they're the biggest force, China and Russia. And it's just like, you get those guys together, you know you've got problems.
You got problems. China and Russia uniting. I don't know if they're going to make a new currency or they're going to use one of their currencies only. Mm-hmm. But basically, they're forming a little crew. And yeah, it's going to put the Western world's economy in trouble. Trust me. It's going to be get down or lay down. You get me?
Obviously, you man are forgetting certain things.
Yeah, go through, Mars. Educate us.
How it's been, bro. I've been telling you like this for a couple of years now. China and Russia are going to get together and it's going to destroy America. Blah, blah, blah. Like you just said, the Gaddafi thing. But his thing was backed by the gold.
Gold.
Yeah,
their currency meant something, so that would have literally destroyed everyone. But yeah, this has been coming for a long time. Like I was there was something in the news where they were talking about how China's not saying anything about the war between Russia and Ukraine, and China's like, don't tell us how to deal with Russia. That's our people, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's gonna get saucy soon.
It's gonna get real saucy. Trust me.
Yeah, but however, you know, like. The fact that they won't use the US dollar, fundamentally that would affect us eventually, right?
No, the whole Western world would be impacted, right?
Yeah.
Big time, man. And that's what the Russians and Chinese want.
Every empire falls, yeah.
Just trust me, man.
Yeah.
Well, Greece fell. They all fall eventually. It might be America's time to fall. So, you know,
straight.
Yeah, we'll go back to Ghana.
I'm coming with you. I was taking it with Africa originally.
Streets. Marlo, you got to do Me23, you know, to find out your DNA.
I want to. I'm scared that I say I'm more European than anything.
You are 61% Scandinavian.
It's going to say it's broken. It's broken, man. It broke. It's just inconclusive.
Inconclusive. Unidentified friggin' species, boy.
Imagine that. Imagine if it come back as like no origin of this world, isn't it?
You know what? I'll cry and Fireball be at his front door. This is why you're so different.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, Area 51, all over your gas.
We have come to collect you all.
And everything will make sense. Everything could make sense.
You know, just people making up things. Oh, yeah, that's why Marlon never. Oh, yeah, that's probably never saw Marlon. Oh, yeah, that's why. Get me. That's why he never put on weight. I'm joking.
That's a take it there, you know. That's a take
Man will go back and show you that picture from our.
I've got it here, Rick Wheaton, bruv.
I sent that picture, bruv. I sent that picture. Man's got that picture. You see a man that's bigger there, yeah?
Boy, it's coming back. Come back. Stress is over, man. Stress is done.
Come on.
Right. So, Star Wars Celebration, man.
Star Wars.
Over the weekend. Hold on.
You get excited to say Star Wars Celebration. Did you even know it was Star Wars Celebration?
Well, can I tell my story? Yeah, yeah.
Tell me on my behalf.
I didn't ask for assistance. Damn.
Go for it, sir.
I knew it was happening, but for some reason, I didn't know where the location was. Like the internet just blocked my location or something. Don't try it, man.
Man was out chasing toads.
I'm
man was out chasing toads in his garden, bruv.
and cooking them.
Why would I cook a toad, man?
Do you know what's funny? I just saw something on Instagram. I don't know what it's because of your toad, but yeah. I saw some place cooking toads and frogs. Like, fully, I just
thought there were frogs in that toad. Tell correct them, innit?
Come on, you know, I'm that guy, innit?
It's true, though. Because I can't even bet against Cowboy, the animal guy, bro. Yeah, man. But I'm upset. Like, even if I couldn't get a ticket, I would have just driven up there and waited outside, bro. But that happened, and like all these announcements of what's coming up. So like we've got three new Star Wars movies, one from James Mangold, who done Logan movie, Dave Filoni, which is basically he's probably like the Kevin Feige of no, he's not the Kevin Feige of Star Wars, but he's created a lot of stuff in Star Wars, like all that and Ahsoka. And what's it? And Sharmeem obeyed, you know, if I corrected put out the name wrong. So yeah, three movies. And what's the name? Daisy Ridley's returning as Rey in a new movie after the Rise of Skywalker.
I beg you break it all down. Like, so just do a mini breakdown of all these films coming out and what timeline they fit in, and do you know what I mean?
From what I know, so go on, Omar.
I just see like Star Wars is dead since they all this new stuff with Rey and the whole return. What was the last one? The Rise of
Skywalker. I didn't like Star Wars.
It's not.
I didn't like the last three. The last three, I don't like them. But I think I don't know what they're going to be doing with the Rey, like Rey's character.
She's going to be a Master Jedi.
It should be
15 years in the future. She's going to be a Master Jedi. It's just weird, like.
I don't mind that because that makes sense. Because
everyone, the backlash of Rey, no one cares for Rey. Everyone kind of wished she would just go away and bring Star Wars back to what Star Wars is. No one.
Do you know what?
Rey. Like, let's be
real. It's not that they don't care about. No, I'm all happy that they've. Yeah, but you know what it is, it's good that they've made new characters for Star Wars because obviously, like Luke Skywalker is going to get old. Well, he should be old anyway. Do you know what I mean? It's been 30 odd years since the Return of the Jedi. But, you know, I think they just made Rey too flawless, isn't it? That's what everyone's upset about. She didn't really go for any kind of struggle. And I think people preferred that she was just a nobody, but it had to somehow tie her into, like, Emperor Palpatine and make them related. Like, I think the mystery of her just being a nobody and she was strong with the Force. But they just made it a bit unstoppable, innit? Like, you had no flaws where Luke and Anakin had to go through probably.
Bro, one day she didn't know how to use the Force. The next day, you remember when she, like, opened the rocks in the air? Like, Luke couldn't do that for years when he tried to lift the X-Wing. She's doing this the next day. She don't come from nothing. Bro, come on. Like, just do it again. Sorry. This whole girl power. Look, let's make the girls strongest. They'll be better than the men. They'll take over us. That's what the MCU... Hulk woman.
That's what I don't have a problem with her being a girl. I don't have a problem with her being strong.
I just think they just
flesh out her character too well. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, but even apart from it, the rest of the whole thing is awful, like the last bit. But yeah, anyway. So I think they're doing like a old Republican thing as well, movie, like the beginning of the Jedi, how they came about. So
that'd be sick.
I think they are doing it. They're doing a Mandalorian film as well, and Dave Filoni is going to direct that. So that's going to be his first direct and live action.
Merv, just to confirm, the Mandalorians, they're normal humans, but just they're highly skilled and they wear the strongest armor. Is that all it is?
Yeah, Vesca. Yeah, yeah. So like,
so, yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, go on. What was I going to say?
No, so and people hire them for bounty.
They're just
a whole planet to themselves, or was it just a little?
Yeah.
Can I just say they're not Mandalores? They come from Mandalore.
So what do they call them?
Mandalorians.
I'm used to game Marlon.
That's why I said it all nicely, bro. You know, I love you.
Sorry, just to interrupt you there as well. So. Obviously, I'm watching Rebels now. Okay, I'm gonna say don't spoil it for me because I'm on season two.
That's all right. Why?
Yeah, I gotta say, why did they? But rebels come out before the whole new, these new ones that come out. The rebels come out before that.
Yeah.
So why did this should just continue the story from that? Do you know what I mean?
I know that's
because
that
young boy. Ezra.
Yeah.
Get me. It should have been him instead of Rey. Do you know what I mean?
True. But remember, I can't even say this thing.
That's what I'm saying. Whoa,
that's close. Yeah.
Oh, Rebels is sick,
though.
Rebels is sick. I love Rebels.
I prefer Clone Wars animation style.
You know what it is? Like, it's Guardians of the Galaxies. That's what it is. It's Guardians of the Galaxies.
Yeah. I like the storyline sick. I've seen
a Bad Batch Rebels, but they're good. Don't get me wrong. Merv's gonna go at me, but I just don't feel like it's needed. Like you just said, that person who should have been the Rey. It's not really canon, is it? It is, but it's like how long the season's going for. Like they have their own stories within it.
So they are kind of canon because they went alongside with the main Star Wars, like the ones that we're used to. It went alongside of them. It's all the stuff afterwards, like all the stuff with Rey and all that stuff. That's just like. I don't know what they were thinking with those ones. Because I don't know if you recognize, but when you're watching Clone Wars, like, see what they're doing, like, all the 66. So they're doing things from different perspectives. So, like, obviously, when you watch the three, and Anakin was killing all the Jedi, like, and all, but we saw it from, we saw it from a different angle in Clone Wars, isn't it? So it's all connected, like, it's just basically a different story, like, within the same. Different story, but no, they're doing Ahsoka as well. I don't know if any of you guys watched the Ahsoka trailer.
I watched the trailer. Yeah. The Ahsoka in Rebels is not the same voice that's in the Clone Wars, isn't it? It's different. Because I've noticed that's
true. I don't know, I'm sure. Maybe because she's a bit older. Because she's supposed to be older in Rebels.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, I don't know, I have to fact check that.
It seemed different. Her vibe is all different. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe it's different.
Yeah.
What else did they put? Yeah, they obviously announced Skeleton Crew and is it Purple Eye?
Stuff like that, yeah.
So, the one. Yeah, man. I just hope whatever they do, it's good, isn't it? And I think they're doing
It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good, bro.
Well, do you know what? I don't know, because it's... These ones seem more connected to what we're used to, like the Clone Wars. Like it's just the new stuff that I don't like. The last three Star Wars weren't good. Everything else before that, I think, has been good. Rogue One, even Solo was good. It wasn't a moneymaker, but it was decent.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So let's hope that I'm true, man.
I haven't watched Andor yet, but I watched one episode.
Yeah.
Is Andor before all of them, innit?
So Andor's before Rogue One, which is essentially before A New Hope. Like, you know, the one where we first see Luke Skywalker.
It's
before that, yeah.
Okay.
I personally think, I don't know if this is relevant, but Rogue One was pretty sick to me. I don't know.
I liked Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One was sick. Like
that ending, I didn't expect it to be the beginning of A New Hope. I don't mean to harp on the same thing, but that's again why if you watch A New Hope first and then watch that, like it's like a M. Shalaman, whatever his name is, it's like a little twist. Like you don't expect it to be like the exact moment before.
Yeah,
like pretty sick.
Yeah, no, that's yeah, the last it's, thing
it's, Star Wars movie wise in my opinion.
Yeah man, so that's Star Wars Celebration, right? Did you guys see the new trailer for the Marvels?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did, obviously. Yeah, you did, didn't it? Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It looks interesting.
Yeah, it looked good, man. It looked good.
And the only reason why, I don't usually watch Marvel trailers, but because it's, what's the young lady called? Miss Marvel.
Yeah,
I don't care for it. You know, I hate her so.
Oh, the Kamala Khan character.
Yeah, I hate this. Yeah, I hate it. So I thought I'm just watching. I don't care for it.
Yeah.
But no. But the way they put, I like it. I like it. It looks good. It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good. They're all intertwined, and I love that.
Yeah.
I just. Sorry.
No, go on.
Now, I know Marlon mentioned about the whole girl power thing, but I actually think this actually works. I think it will work. There's all connections between them in general from when we saw Scott. Was it Scott? She was in, what's the black girl's name?
Yeah, she's in WandaVision.
She was in WandaVision.
Yeah.
That's it. So, you know, we're going to see everything. So I'm happy about this. But yeah. I'm actually surprised this was even being made. I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't have no idea. Yeah.
Coming together.
That's in a personal page.
Sorry?
In that page. A personal page, isn't it? Our Insta page a while ago.
Have you not seen? I don't.
Yeah.
The trailer for the new Indiana Jones?
Nah.
I know it's out, but I didn't want to watch it because it's the final trailer, isn't it?
Yeah, but
so I think I've seen too much already.
No,
this is our childhood, yeah. Indiana Jones has always been the hero, he's always been the guy. Watch, mark my words, yeah. Remember everything I've been saying about, I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, but watch what they do to India. They already graped him in the Crystal Skull. Watch what they do to him in this film. Watch it's what ridiculous. They do.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Say,
I'm not.
It's in the films, they can't be spoilers, isn't it? Yeah, What's your prediction?
Watch, they're going to wipe him out. Yeah. And they're going to make a woman the hero of it all. Watch.
Let it out, man. What's your beef with women, bro?
I love women. My beef ain't with women. I just said to you, remember all our memories of Indiana Jones from being a child. He's the savior. This whole new world we're in now, I'm just guaranteeing he won't be the savior anymore. That's what I'm saying. Just like every other thing they're doing, it's just changing. Neo, Matrix. I mean, look what they even did to our brother, the Hulk. This is the Hulk. Look what they did to him. Man's doing yoga. He's all happy. Bro, don't mess me about. He's the Hulk. Do you understand what the Hulk represents?
Bro, he's Professor Hulk, man. It says
I agree. You know me and the Hulk. You know my feelings of Hulk, man.
Bruce Banner's the cool guy. Bruce Banner's the one with the...
They've destroyed him.
But in the comics from back in the 80s, man. He's been like... He's been Professor Hulk.
The whole point of the Hulk is the masculine... anger. That's why his David Banner or Bruce Banner has to keep it back.
Yeah, but it's evolution, man. You can't say the same all the time.
Listen, it can be evolution, but he still has to be the physical Hulk. The Hulk,
he has to be physical. He has to be Hulk, man. His name is Hulk. That's his name. Hulk.
He's got a different name now.
Even the Incredible Hulk. Come on, don't do this to.
Look. I agree that there should be.
Even Thor said he's not doing it again. If that's how they're gonna. Make him in four. He's not doing it again. Like, what's the guy's name?
Chris Hemsworth.
I know we like Marvel, but come on, they're taking.
No, but Chris Hemsworth, I think that's because he was diagnosed with some early stages of dementia or some trait of dementia in it or something with Alzheimer's. That's why he's taking a break from acting. But
I watched him say, if this guy is doing another Thor, he's gonna seriously consider not doing it because that's not the Thor he wants to portray. Like the Thor.
You know what? It's. Remember, like, they're basing all this stuff off comics, isn't it? So all this stuff...
Why are we not seeing that? And, like, it's all... I'm not saying that.
All this stuff we don't like, it's in the comic, but it's the execution, I think, is the problem. That's the execution, because I do think Hulk should have, like, he should have been a bit more rageful in Endgame and stuff, without necessarily being nuts, do you know what I mean?
Like him being a professor, I have no problem being that. But when it comes to the battlefield, you become a Hulk. You just lose your shit.
I swear the worst thing you done was throw the bench at him when he found out Natasha died. That widow.
And that was meant to be his love interest, you know.
Are you hearing me, though?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Let's think about the evolution of what they're doing to each character. Like, it's a joke.
Oh, they are watering up. That's why, like, I wasn't here for the whole Ant-Man thing, but I think I'm getting too old for the MCU now. Because Ant-Man to me was like it was a joke thing. It was an absolute joke, and it was a comedy, and I think that they're watering the whole thing down now. I just can't take it serious no more.
Wait until you see Shazam.
that's DC. That's DC. But
you know what? I don't even think they're getting too old. I think they're losing that magic, man. Do you know what I mean? Because look at all the first stages of the MCU, like all the films. They were they're a lot more grounded. There wasn't. I know the multiverse is relevant to the MCU and DC, but they could have just used the multiverse. I think the multiverse would have been perfect to introduce things like X-Men and like even though they teased that in WandaVision with Quicksilver, but it's like they're just names like Mona or something.
No, but they are introducing X-Men. X-Men.
They are, but it would have been good if they'd done it at that point. Do you know what I mean? Because they already obtained the rights to X-Men anyway. So it's like, I think it's just too much multiverse, too much. They don't know what they're doing.
I think what they're trying to do is rebalance everything, right? And the multiverse is going to be the multiverse section is going to be a lot of people won't like what they're going to do for the next 5 to 6 years or maybe longer. But then it will settle itself down because everything will be balanced. Everybody be out of the whole multiverse world, and that chapter would kind of what we expect it to close, where the films then it will kind of break out, and the true films will kind of come out again.
Also, what you say?
Not under Disney. I know it's hopeful. It's good to be helpful.
I gotta say,
under Disney, no, it's not happening.
Yeah, you know, I hear that because. Please just stay away from Blade. Leave. I don't want to see a Blade film.
Mashal Ali.
First name and second name together, you know, Mashal Ali.
No, but obviously it sounds like Mashal Ali. Salaam alaikum. Mashal Ali, yeah. No, but I don't know why I said Ishmael. I don't know why I said Ishmael, by the way. I just assumed in it. It was close enough anyway. But Blade has already been... They're already starting Blade. Unfortunately, it's going to be horrendous.
It's going to be R-rated. If it's not R-rated, I'm not interested.
Look, Geezer.
You guys have seen all the memes that they call this thing the MCU now, right? We've seen that. It's not just me, right? We've all seen it.
Yeah, we've seen that a long time.
Oh, that's it. Okay, cool. So it's not just me saying this stuff. I don't even know what you said, but it's cool.
Blade's not going to be good.
I think the only X-rated thing they're doing at the moment is Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
I think because that's one thing they can't. I think they can get away with Blade. They can make it. Look, when you think about some of the MCU, it's still quite violent, you know. Do you know what I mean? So I don't think with Blade, I think they can get away with some violence. As long as they're actually gonna I hope they don't do a Morbius with Blade, innit? Like, oh, let me just drink blue blood. Like
anyhow.
I swear I hardly saw that guy bite anyone. Or rip their heads off. Do you know what I mean? Like, looking forward to it, I suppose. Samuel Jackson in it as well, by the way.
Who?
Samuel Jackson in it, Nick Fury.
Oh, yeah. I'm not for him to be taken out, to be fair.
Yeah, man. But anyway, I think that's anything else going on? I don't know.
We are discussing Mandalorian. I know Kel just asked about it, but because he's talking about Star Wars.
No, we can get into that
film
and TV. Okay, yeah, cool. I didn't know.
So let's get into the film and TV section, shall we? All right. So, let's start off with our weekly favorite.
Yes.
What episode was this again, Rich? I know it's called
Episode 4. Episode 4.
Land of Opportunity. So, what happened in this one? So, go on.
Yeah, so this episode, Kane, Tariq, and the rest of the crew went to meet, what's that guy's name? Is he a French guy, whatever he is? The short guy who gave them the guns to go and sell.
Yes.
Yeah, you remember that?
I was thinking of the black British guy in it for a second, and
is he British?
No. It wasn't the black guy, the one that's with the woman.
The British woman. So basically, because obviously, their whole thing is about drugs, right? But also the person who's that guy they killed again? Is it not Lorenzo? What's his name? Sorry?
Mecca, is it Mecca?
Mecca, that's it. Yeah, Mecca also sold guns at the same time as well. So yeah. So obviously they had a big box of guns to go and sell, and they were like, "We can't sell guns. This literally not what we do." But Mecca did it, so you guys have got to do it. And by the way, until now, we still haven't seen this English woman come back into the show. You know, I don't know I don't know who she thinks she is.
She came in so strong, yeah. I'm like, I expect to see you in every episode. She was like, was she Mecca's wife or fiance or something?
Mecca's fiance or
She came in the first episode. You've seen her. I don't know her real name, but if you just look up, what we season number three in it, look up season three, first episode, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. But still waiting for it. Like, well, I don't know, she must come back at some point.
Yeah, she'll definitely come back at some point. So on this episode, they had to go and sell the guns, and they were like, no one had who to sell the gun to. So Ken's little brother, I can't remember his name.
Drew had
one of the boys, one of his contacts, sell the guns to some it's like a racist group. But end of the day, they want to get rid of the guns. Part of their plan was to obviously go and sell the guns. So Kane and Lorenzo went to do the deal. The deal went well, and on the back of the deal, the white guys followed Braden, and the show Braden dropped the money to Kane and Lorenzo, and realizing obviously the deal was part of Kane and Lorenzo's deal. And obviously, that's when all the guns went off and everyone started firing bullets around. And obviously, Drew came to save the day because Lorenzo kind of took charge. Despite Kane being so-called head of the family, Lorenzo saved Kane's life by pushing him out of the way and killing off the other guy. And Kane kind of like,
I
respect you. I'll give you back the power, and I won't say anything to Monet. At the same time, which I felt, you know, when someone's humbled.
Because
Kane, all this time, Kane was going on. It was the big man. I'm the bad man. I'm taking control of this family. But at the same time, you didn't have the brains. And despite Lorenzo's your dad, isn't he? He's been in this game for years, despite being in prison or everything else. He's kind of like giving the power back to his dad now. And a part of that as well, obviously Kane found out that if he was the one that took out Lauren, or supposedly took out Lauren. And he let Ify know that he knows previously in the episode. And he goes, and during that moment of humbleism, he was being humbled. He kind of texts Ify and Tatila to let her know, "I won't say nothing to Tariq. My secret is safe." But, you know, Kane, how long for? That's what I question. How long for? I don't know if you want to continue with the episode, but also in the episode, I don't think you realized when that scene where Lorenzo and Kane and Drew killed those white guys.
Yeah.
The next day, Officer Blanco, she came to the scene, and there was a DEA agent, like police agents, right, at a crime scene. And one of the DEA agents was, what's her name? You know, they're going from the original one from Power.
Rodriguez,
right?
Yeah.
One of the guys there was called Rodriguez. That's the brother.
The
brother of the original Rodriguez, the love interest in Power. So eventually he'll get involved eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually got me quite excited, actually.
Probably didn't quite that.
It was big.
Yeah.
And also happened in the episode, the whole thing with a policeman. And what's his name?
Sullivan. No, not Sullivan. What's his name?
I'm going to quickly...
I saw what his name. But yeah, the one that was going out with the old thingy's ex, isn't it?
That's it.
Professor Milgram's ex.
I'm trying to get.
I swear I had his name down.
I can't remember. I don't know why I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but he's just on. He's just on to like. No, yeah, he propositioned. What's it? Diana, isn't it?
The Diana. Well, yeah. Diana. Well, Diana was playing game.
Yeah.
Playing game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so in this and also part of this episode, there was a family meeting and Diana was kind of pushed out of the family meeting, but Monet went to visit Diana and told Diana, I need your help. Basically, this is the scenario. And basically, I want you to go to the policeman and say to him, basically, you know where I'm against my parents, my family, and I know where to stash all the paperwork and everything else. So this policeman was just like, really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. They've got a camera, but it's on the side, and the key's under the flower pot. But I was thinking to myself, is this policeman dumb or something? This I know he wants to heart is bad, but are you really going to break into the house? He really broke into the house.
Yeah, because it was like, oh, I think she was saying, oh, do you need a warrant? And he's like, no, I'll just get it. Because like,
And he all coming, he come into the house, hooded up, had this little light that showed the, I don't know what he done to the camera, this green light down to the camera. He broke in and like, obviously no one was meant to be at the house. And Diana, and he says, Diana, what are you doing here? Then she picked up the phone calling the police. Somebody's broken in, 999, somebody's broken in, and Monet comes out and with a gun and shoots him, boom, boom, in the chest. I was like, my God, how the hell are they going to get away with this? But
I was shocked. I was shocked he went that early.
No, this is what I'm trying to say.
I thought it lasts at least probably towards the latter end of the series.
But this is what's good about power. Something to take out people out randomly. Obviously,
probably Game of Thrones.
Exactly. I was going to say it was not like as big as Game of Thrones, but it did take out people randomly. And I was quite frankly, I was quite happy for this guy to go because he's time. He had to go. But I think Diana enjoyed punching her mum as part of the whole crime scene.
I thought she was going to go buck wild on her, you know, like, okay, first punch. I didn't hurt too much. Then I thought she just like punch her in her craze, isn't it? But
look,
yeah, she probably not
have to. Any opportunity to punch your mum, bro, you take it, bro. I'm joking.
Nah, mum, I know, has to get called right now.
I know, straight up. Nah, but what was also interesting, Monet got, not Cooper Sacks, what's his name? Method Man.
Davis.
Got him to go into the policeman's house and find paperwork. And what they did find was the fingerprints to, what's her husband's name? Lorenzo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They found Lorenzo's fingerprints at a crime scene where Mecca was killed. And obviously the paperwork was given to Monet. So Mona's like, what? Lorenzo? And it's 85% chance that's his fingerprints. So she's like now clicking back to everything that Kane's been doing and Lorenzo's not been saying anything and letting Kane run with shit. So, and obviously Drew, from the last episode, Drew was kind of like, what's all this about Kane? Listen to Kane. Kane's in control. So now Mona's kind of like, she's putting two and two together. And I think two and two together equals episode 5. Lorenzo's going to die. That's what I'm saying.
Good match there, man. Good match there.
No. But honestly, I think this episode was probably, one of the best episodes so far. I really, really enjoyed it. I know, Kel, Marlon, you guys are not into it as of yet, but yeah, it is it is kicking off.
I can see it. I've never seen Rich be so fused about a series, you know, like this.
No, but
it's not a bad thing. I've never seen this, like, usually you're just like one word here, one word there. But Merv hasn't said nothing.
I'm listening to all. Like, I feel like I'm watching it, isn't it? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Rich is giving everything, boy. I was going to say the dry parts,
to be fair. Like, no, yes, but, Sullivan.
No, I'm coming to that in a minute. But you know what it is?
Are you finished?
No, it's usually Nate MCing for so long. Nate takes this glory, you know, power. Get out of here. Thank God it's not here, by the way. But anyway.
So, we tried to keep it clean for you today, but everybody gets one where we know the rules. Nah,
and Sullivan is still Sullivan, right? He doesn't trust anyone. There's a scene where Sullivan and his lady friend are in a bar, and lady friend has to take a phone.
Sullivan is the lady.
Sullivan.
Yeah, she's the lady.
What's the guy's name?
The one that Sacks, you mean?
Cooper Sacks. Sorry. Yeah. Sullivan takes a phone call. Cooper Sacks is there. He sees the other phone ringing. It's like, what phone is that? Like, this guy is a crook. Who takes a screenshot of the mobile number calling your someone else's phone? Boom. And you know that number is Lauren, isn't it?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. That's Lauren.
Oh, yeah,
that's,
for real, yeah.
That's the other line. And obviously, Lauren is trying to kind of, like, I need to get out of here. So Cooper Sacks eventually is going to call back this number and, like, call it and ring it and listen to the voice and say, who's this? And she's going to say, it's Lauren, and put the phone down. It's going to happen. Lauren's going to be, obviously, we know Lauren's alive. It's going to be big. All right, big on episode 5.
Yeah, man.
Did I miss anything?
Right. That's
no, you
that's
haven't. It. That's it.
That's it, man. We just wrap power up, innit? Yeah, so next episode 6. No, 5, yeah.
Episode 5.
Friday, as usual. Powerful. Yeah.
Powerful. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Speak up, my brother. Speak up.
That was powerful, Rich.
Yeah, big up, man. Big up.
Yeah. Right. I don't know if you guys wanted to talk about... Did you watch Mandalorian? Are you up to date, Mandalorian?
Yeah, I'm up to date, yeah.
Did you watch it as well, Amar?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, man. This episode's been a bit the fans about, boy. Like,
why?
Do you know what it is? I'll tell you why. Yeah, obviously, shockingly, we had Jack Black, Izzo, and Christopher Lloyd in it, and it just took us out of Star Wars,
out of it. Yeah, that's right.
Like, again, nothing against any of these actors in it, but they just didn't fit in Star Wars. Izzo, Jack Black, and Christopher Lloyd.
I was just enjoying it at this point, man. You don't even notice these guest stars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I feel like
you know who we're talking about, though. Yeah, the actual actors, though.
Nah,
Lizzo.
How do you describe Lizzo?
She's that American artist that sings
she's quite heavy.
That song, man.
The worst, you know.
That song, Rich, man. You know the song, man. Yeah, anyway, look up Lizzo, innit? Look up Lizzo during time.
Yeah, okay.
What, the woman Lizzo?
Jack Black is the voice of...
I know Jack Black. That's like a Wizard of Oz place they went to, man. Like,
yeah, it just seemed really weird. Like, don't get me wrong, I know you can probably... have a bit of creative freedom when you're doing a TV series, and it's like you just probably want to have like a kind of funny episode sort of thing. But I just feel like I don't really want to see like famous people in Star Wars not doing Star Wars things, innit?
I hear you. Yeah.
Like in Force Awakens, Daniel Craig was in that, and you would never know that unless he was one of the stormtroopers, innit? That was in a room with Rey when she. And she basically Jedi mind trick, in it. And I would have never known that was Daniel Craig. You know what I mean? But they're gonna be in it like that, in it. Just kind of bend in the background. But
yeah, yeah.
They made Jack Black. He was Jack Black, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They didn't change like
he didn't
like,
change. He didn't act in a costume.
Yeah.
Like the Lizzo thing. Oh, what is this? It's just weird. Like
Hell,
you know who we're talking about as well? Like Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know what it is? Because I've been watching Clone Wars and Rebels, My mind's all. I have to try and remember, okay, because Mandalorian seems like I watched it ages ago. But I'm trying to remember it. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I remember who you're talking about now. Yeah.
Like, even when like I can't remember his name in the show, like the Doc, I'll just call him. Like even when they found out that it was him doing all the crap basically. Even the Scooby Doo.
Proper. If it wasn't for you meddling Mandalorians.
Yeah. Still good though. Don't get me wrong, it's still a brilliant show. Just it kind of took me out of the whole universe for a little bit on that one. I didn't enjoy it.
And like you see the way they gave Bo-Katan back the black saber as well. Yeah. Dark saber. Make them fight in it. Make them fight or something.
Yeah, are you seeing what I'm saying? Like,
okay. They don't have to kill each other, just fight for it, innit? But yeah. I kind of wondered that, because remember in like the few episodes back when there was in the rivers or waters of Mandalore, creature was like
is that their secret creature though? Is that like, because you know they got like the ornament of it.
No, the Mythosaur was you know when she was swimming back up?
Yeah, I know.
That was a Mythosaur.
That thing looked huge.
Yeah, it looked massive, innit?
Because she's seen the Mythosaur, is that why now she's given like this praise? She can take her mask off. She's still a Mandalorian.
I think the armor was like, you're like almost like she's a chosen, isn't it?
Okay, another show where they've switched it from the. Okay, cool. I'll just check in.
No. You can't say that, man.
I know. We don't know how it's gonna go. But it's just fact,
Bo-Katan's been in there since Clone Wars, bro.
Clone Wars.
In fact, she was leader of the Mandalorians, isn't it?
I think a sector of the Mandalorians.
She is in the show, but they have that thing where they don't have to wear the helmets, isn't it?
Yeah,
like she's still the leader of that clan.
Yeah, to be fair, in the animated series, she always took her mask off anyway. And helped. So yeah, she's consistent. She but yeah. Saying that though, I prefer Jin to be like he's the kind of cowboy of the series, isn't it? It's like, yeah, you claim your right as the leader of Mandalore, and I'll just go and do my own thing. And that's what I want it to be, isn't it? I just want it to be the constant traveling wanderer, isn't it? I don't want him to do it.
Yeah, how many episodes are there left?
I don't know yet. So I'm assuming there's 8 in total.
So one more left then.
Oh, is it one more left?
Wasn't that? Oh, okay. I thought that was episode 5.
I'm sure it's 7.
Those little creatures that own it. This I have spoken. Imagine that having a meeting. Like,
I love it.
After everything you say, I have spoken.
Because everyone's talking, just ignoring. Who was talking to them first? Was it Bo-Katan? I was trying to chat to them.
Yeah.
Just ignoring her, but just get off their work.
They had a bit of beef in it. Like she was trying to deal with a diplomatic, but it's like, listen, the wrong thing, isn't it? Because Din hates robots, isn't it? He don't like robots because what they've done.
Yeah,
droids, I should say. He's just like a bit ruthless to them. But that was Mandalorian.
We got Mandalorian.
Obviously, this is one. It's a conversation where everyone can join in. Obviously, it was the 45th anniversary of Superman the movie, 1978. that came out on Friday, and I think it was on Saturday as well.
Did you go to cinema and watch it?
Of course I did, bro. Of course I did. Don't ask me them questions, you know.
Sorry, Merv, quick question. Yeah. What's the significance of 45th anniversary? Why not wait 5 years and be the 50th anniversary?
I think they just do it every 10 years, mate. That's true. I don't know. I don't know what's happened between like.
It's weird. It came out in 1978. Why? I don't know.
Maybe they do it every year, you know. I don't know. But basically, when I was on my cinema app, I'm just looking constantly like. When Superman the original movie is going to come out, and I saw it one day, I was like, yeah. And obviously, I'm a bit committed to the cause. But I went to see it, bro. But let me tell you a story before I saw it, yeah? So it's like, I planned my day. Yeah, it's Good Friday, I sacrifice and everything, yeah? Got on the A13 now, came to a complete stop. And film started at 7:30, because I was going Westfield, innit, Stratford. I'm starting at 7:30. I didn't get there till 5 to 8.
Yeah.
I was sweating. I was swearing in the car.
I can imagine.
I was angry. I said, why would you do this to me now?
Right now.
All days, of all days.
Yeah.
Like, participating in my journey. I left in good time. But, bruv, I ran up the escalators, bro. The restaurant, didn't it? Get the way. Like, as soon as I opened the door, what I heard was, yes, I just made it.
You just made it.
You know, if I missed that S coming to the screen, it would have been void, innit? I would have walked out.
Straight.
Great.
The screen was tiny. It was it's a bit of a tiny screen, innit? But yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen it in cinema, innit? So I was emotional.
Was it packed?
No.
Did they show a special edition, like the Richard Donner original?
No. So it was the original theatrical release. So like there was parts of it that were just missing, like because I always watch the full edit.
Yeah, of course.
And I was watching, I'm thinking, no, are you supposed to do that? Or you, like, don't get me wrong, certain bits of it, like you know when he's running along the train,
yeah,
and then the little girl goes, mom, and then like, the mom's like, Lois Lane, you do have a blah blah. I didn't like that part because I'm like, first of all, Clark's like big teenager. They're in 18, and she's like 9 years, 8 years old or something. So that was just stupid. Do you know what I mean? But the rest of it, like, no, really glorious, man.
Bro, you know what? I don't understand why they cut out the bit. You know when he goes down to
Lex Luthor's
lair, and they freeze him. Why would that not be?
Yeah, that was really. In fact, when you watch it as the theatrical release, it looks so badly edited, you know.
Yeah.
Because it goes down, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's coming, Mr. Lou Ford.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
So yeah, like that, because I'm so used to the full version. Everything I saw in that one, I'm like, nah, you've missed out pure bits, man. Like even when he first met Lois in the Daily Planet, Clark, he sat like. She showed him his seat, didn't it? He sat down and he just started staring at her afterwards. And they cut that bit out, so I'm like, these are significant moments, man. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But like, it's just as good, man. Like, obviously, there's just some funny parts. It's like, you know, when they're doing the missile thing, swapping the numbers over, and I think Lex Luthor, Otis, and Miss. Obviously the first thing they messed up in it, but it's messed up, but like literally the next scene they got completely different outfits on, completely different vehicle. I'm like, this is actually all in the same moment, you know. So let's say they went back the next day, this is the same moment because Otis has still got the black eye in it. So things like that, I'm like, yeah, that was a bit silly. But and obviously him turning the world back around when Lois died.
Yeah,
that was just a little too much. Like, in the context of a film being made in 1978, for what it was, the film, like, no Superman film has been it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I kind of agree. As I got older, I started to prefer the movie than all the others.
Yeah, brother, and just to do what I did, the thing is about like comic book movies these days, everyone's just like, yeah, hi, I'm Clark Kent, and I'm also Superman. Like, they just like give their identity away straight away. There's no mystery, there's no fun or excitement about them.
That's true.
And like, it's just, yeah, everyone, it kind of works in MCU, like, but like with Superman, I'm like with the Henry Cavill one, I didn't see any difference in their dual identity, innit? It was just the same person. Come on,
if you walk past this guy, you know, right, that's Clark Kent looks like Superman. Like, that's
even, even the Christopher Reeve, he's all hunched. He's hunched over.
Come on. Yeah, remember that bit when he takes the glass up, Lois?
Yeah, and it's like, Lois, like, he just stood up like, freaking instantly changed, you know, instantly.
Voice changed, everything.
Yeah. He smashed it, bro. He's so subtle as Superman, he's so subtle as well. Like, even him jumping off the roof and like the ledge when he meets Lois for the first time, like, as Superman, it's like, yeah, he smashed it, bro.
I'm gonna lie. So I know we're harping on the Superman film, but I kind of prefer the Donna cut, the one we're talking about. You know when she starts to clock that he's Superman, she starts drawing in the newspaper, like she puts her hat. Is it Superman 2? Yeah,
and yeah, Superman Donna cut. Yeah,
uses super speed rather than flying to Paris, and I don't know, just the Richard Donner stuff. It was just better.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Rest in peace on a lot of them, boy. A lot of that cast. Even Marlon Brando as Jarrell. I was watching, I think, you know what? I could actually watch a whole film with him just being Jarrell in it. You know? Like, if they'd done a Krypton prequel, obviously they can't get him. But, like, even the, 10 minutes was in the film for, smashed it, bro. Yeah, man.
Arlen, oh. Arlen, that's his name.
Do you remember the film where you're just like,
Have you seen the cut we're talking about, like with all the extra stuff in that you got?
That's the Superman 2, Richard Donner.
You need to.
Yeah, I have, but it was a very long time ago. I'll be honest with you.
Rich, stop lying, you haven't.
No, I have.
What, the Richard Donner cut? That one didn't come out till like mid-2000s or something.
Like I said, it's a very long, 2023.
And Murph, you know the whole spinning around the Earth thing?
Yeah.
No, that was initially supposed to happen at the end of Superman 2.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're just an idiot. Why are you an idiot?
See, that's the thing. And yeah, there's a lot of Russian things. It's like, Lois shouldn't have died straight away like that. The film was.
He should always die.
No, that Lois.
He's annoying now, but back then, no, Lois.
Yeah, that Lois, no. You know, for some respect, that Lois was good, man. They probably had chemistry. That's the thing.
You know what, something? You guys are pretty sad. You know that?
You guys are pretty sad.
Look, you guys are. You guys are like, I literally.
Man, enjoy She-Hulk.
Listen, you guys are more or less pre-coming over a Superman was 45 years. 45 years ago.
Bro,
power.
Why not, bro? Come on, bro. Get a chest as well.
Look, get over it.
The thing is, you got negativity to say, but you can't name me one better film than that Superman movie. Well, maybe apart from like Endgame.
Come on, you know what you're gonna say? Splash.
The rest of it, you can't really say anything else, really.
Splash, bro.
That's a splash.
I wasn't referring to Splash. It's totally different levels. Mermaid. Definitely different levels. And Splash was a unique film.
It's not the same category.
But I didn't mention it. It was he.
I'll wait for you to, like, you know, maybe after the product at some point.
Hold on. You can't do that whole you can't mention a film apart from these films. Then say, I'll wait for you after the pod to mention the film. You really took my films away. So there you go. You can't do that. How can you do that? That doesn't make no sense.
Rich, say Matrix.
No, I'm not saying Matrix.
Not even Matrix, bro. Matrix is big. Don't get me wrong. I'm not even Matrix. But anyway, I'll wait for your feedback anyway.
No, but you know my feedback. You've took it away. Digest.
But the thing is, you still have an opportunity to say it, but you haven't said anything.
You just mentioned my films already. Digest it.
No.
You know the Eminem thing. You know he's dissing himself, isn't he? Dissing himself, and you can't go. I can't come back. You just said going to say. But anyway,
look. I respect.
Big up.
It makes sense.
Big up Superman.
Big up Superman.
And big up Batman while you're there. Yes, Kel.
Yeah.
And we move.
All right. Quickly before we round up. So I'm the only one that watched Super Mario Brothers here, right?
Yeah. I haven't touched it yet.
It's good. It's good film. I don't think it's going to, like, you know, like we just anticipate to be one of the best video game adaptations or movies of the year. Yeah, I don't think it's going to get there. But
where's Ruji there? He drops it, you know. Man, boy, up to bring it down, you know.
But it was good. It was enjoyable. Like, I prefer it better than Sonic. That's for sure. Both Sonics as well. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's gonna make some big money, and then there's obviously gonna be definitely take the kids, take yourselves, watch it in there.
No, yeah.
That's a good film.
I'll watch it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Definitely. Can somebody watch Shazam, please?
No, because I watch it not tonight, tomorrow. I started watching it yesterday. I thought, shit, Miss is going to kill me because she wants to watch it as well. So she was in the kitchen, innit? And she popped her head through. What are you watching? No, I'll just see if it's clear. I'll just see if it's clear or not.
Then whether you really watch 25 minutes of it.
You get me? Yeah.
Well, you watch it, man.
No.
No, you imagine.
I'm not going to laugh, bro. It's so dumb.
You've seen it. I'm just going to wait until it comes on. I'm not rushing to see it.
Bro, I watched it on alternative.
It doesn't matter, bro. I'm just not giving my energy and time.
What was that, Ma?
What did you watch it on?
Alternatives, man.
Oh, which one? Because I watched it on
my TV, on my app, on the Fire Stick.
Okay. Good copy, yeah?
Perfect.
Mine was all clamcord, but I persevered. If it was good, I wouldn't have watched it. I'd have been like, nah, I'm not watching this on that, but...
No, the picture, it does make a difference, though, man. It does make a difference.
Yeah. Right, so I know... Yeah, go on.
I know it's a bit controversial, guys, and you probably should have caught it in a weekly roundup, but what's you man's opinion on Jonathan Majors, man? Because, like, he could be dropped from Marvel and stuff now.
Oh!
The allegation.
She already came out and said that she's mentally disturbed and all that, and it never happened. But it's still a mark on his name.
His campaign dropped him.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Like,
really?
You're guilty.
He was supposed to do some talk somewhere, innit?
Everything, bro. People just because though she came out, you could tell she's been paid. Like that's what everyone's saying. The way she came out and what she said, they could tell that she's been paid some money to shut up.
So what? You know what I mean? Same way you believed her when she came out and said he hit you. Well, believe her now. She said
no. Yeah. Oh no, I'm with you, Miles.
I'm not saying that. It don't make sense.
Yeah. Hmm. Because he was a shining light coming through. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Yeah, it's just sad to see, man.
I hope he didn't do that. I don't personally believe he would do that. Just coming into the limelight and putting the whole future in jeopardy like that straight away. And that's I don't know.
Well, apparently it's the back of a taxi and it's all on camera. Apparently somewhere. So. We'll come out on YouTube soon or Instagram, Twitter, whatever, man. Mm. But yeah, sorry, go on, man.
Yeah, no, I said anyone else watching anything else? I know you guys are doing that Beef series on that.
Oh yeah, Beef.
Yes, I want to. I started it.
Yeah, personally, me, I've just watched one episode.
It was rubbish, isn't it?
No, it's all right. It's just interesting. I'm like, okay, cool. What's going on? And you see some guy. If no one's watched it, there's no point.
Glenn from.
Walking Dead.
I was watching. I know this face.
No, the
is he? I want to say Filipino.
No, South Korean.
Yeah, he is. Well,
no, okay. Well, in the character is Filipino. Then okay.
Oh, is it? Let me double check this in case.
I don't know. I've watched two episodes. I'm on the third one. That's what I was watching when you was like, what's that noise? I'm not sure yet. It's a bit, I don't know. It's almost intriguing, but it's kind of like, it's a little childish, like the whole.
It's getting good reviews, but I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
All I know, man, lost 20 grand on Coinbase.
On Coinbase.
I saw that. I was like, I'm busting up. I was like, look, that there, I would literally vomit quickly. Vomit quickly.
Straight projectile as well.
Interesting. I'll watch a couple. I'll see how I go with it. See how I feel.
But,
yeah. South Korean.
Yeah. I started that Power on Amazon.
Oh yeah. Is that any good?
Yeah. It's good. You know. It's interesting.
Yeah. The missus watched it. She loved it.
I don't know. Boy. I don't know if Arnold should watch it. Boy. His behavior today, bro.
Already know. See, if Tommy said that, I already know.
It's a bit too female based for you, bro.
Yeah, it's proper female empowerment.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with some female empowerment. I'm just saying,
this was not some. This is that only. They're the only ones that hold the powers, bro. Yeah, don't watch it, man.
They'll come after you, bro. And you know, I finally watched as well, Halo. Like I just finished the whole season of the day.
I forgot about that show, you know. It was good to
imagine, though, because I've never played the game, so I know nothing to compare it to.
Yeah, same here.
I enjoyed it.
Who stars in Halo?
He's a known actor. When you see him, you'd be like, oh, him.
Yeah. What was he in, man? He was in something. Yeah, I don't know. But the thing is, I don't know if in the game they take their helmets off. Because I thought it was like, Mandalorian. I don't like stuff like that when they don't take their helmet off. Because I'm intrigued by their character. But how they can, without, you know, think about it. No, it's interesting. The story's very basic, isn't it? Quite predictable.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah. It's easy to follow as well, man. I thought I was
gonna he's the Irish guy, the American Gods, isn't it? But I don't think Rich watches.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. That's right, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Obviously, I watched it. I don't know if you if you're watching Session, but you need to get on that, man. Have you got Session? I'm sure you watched
Session. Let's get on it. Yeah, I'll get on it. Yeah. You know what? I'm Star Wars that. Right now, man. I just put Star Wars to the side and come back to. Yeah.
What was he gonna say, Rich?
No, Succession. Everyone's been talking about it. I heard it's really, really good.
Yeah, no, say no more. I wanted to post about it, but I'm like, no, this is too risky to post. I didn't post about it, but I'm like, just say no more.
You know what? Right. You know what? Yeah. You know what? I've been watching. Don't ask me why I've done this. I've started Snowfall all again, bruv.
Why?
Because I'd never finished it, and I'm like,
like all your other shows.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Probably not harsh.
But anyway, I keep it down. I just finished season one, and I absolutely loved it.
I'm on the last season. It's big. The last season is big as well.
And the thing is, I thought they were all still on the BBC, and I realized, Disney have taken from episode one to six.
Episode or season?
Season, so all the seasons are all on Disney now.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Serious?
Yeah, it's all on Disney.
Bro, I've been watching alternatives all this time.
Yeah, it's all on Disney.
Listen, bro. Well, the latest before season you watch
something, check, before season, you watch bro. Something, check nah. Disney first, bro. Disney.
Nah.
Mouse owns everything, bro.
Yes, it's deeper than Disney because I went to, because I knew it was BBC and BBC have lost, there's no season one, two, or three. There's only season four. And I thought, what doesn't make sense? I thought, what nonsense is this? And I went to Disney. I don't know why I was checking and looking at Disney. And I thought there must be someone chucking my cookies, whatever. And I saw Snowfall. And I thought, rah. And I checked in, and all the seasons are all there. And I thought,
rah, man. Okay, doing? Cool. All right, cool. No more struggling. No, it's not a struggle, but you have to search and blah, blah. No, that's good, man. All right, cool.
Yeah, it's there. So I'm engrossed in that at the moment.
Snowfall's big, man.
Yeah, it is big. It is big.
One more thing I was going to say as well, because I told you I watched 1883, didn't it?
Yeah, you told me.
I watched 1899.
Yeah, you watched that.
Yeah, I quit that one. I quit 1899.
Yeah.
But 1883 is the prequel to Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone, yeah.
And then I watched 1923 as well. And that was good too. You proper...
Ask this question. You remember I was moaning at how the only thing about Yellowstone, this is a massive ranch, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, where are the cousins, where are the uncles, where are the aunties? Is that explained in any of them?
Pretty much. Well, okay. I don't know if they're going to do a sequel to 1923. Just do a completely different, like, I don't know, 1990 or something. But, yeah, they haven't explained it as such, but I can see, if I'm following the things correctly, I can see why there's not a lot of them there.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah, man, if there's nothing else going on, episode 185.
Come on.
Comment, like, subscribe, do all that stuff.
Come on.
Big up, people.
And all that.
No more likes, please. No, I'm joking.
Keep them up, man. We're enjoying this, man. And keep up the conversation as well. I like it. We're loving it.
Yeah, big up.
Yeah. But anyway, for next week, gents.
Big up.
Love you.
Peace.